Welcome to this edition of the Pepperdine People Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Gibson. This series captures some of the outstanding learning and outreach opportunities available here at Pepperdine. Each episode features interviews with exceptional members of our community and the special people who visit our campus.
Thank you for joining us for episode 16 of Pepperdine People. I'm Ted Garcia. Today I'm joined by Dr. Michael Williams, who is the Interim Associate Director of the Center for Faith and Learning and also Assistant Professor of Information Systems at the Grazia Dio School. Thank you for joining us.
It's great to be here, Ted. Thank you.
You know, the first question I have for you is a pretty simple one, I guess. How do you feel about stepping in to direct the Center of Faith and Learning this year?
Well, it's a great honor to me, Ted. I've been the recipient of many blessings from the Center for Faith and Learning since I arrived in 2004. As you know, one of the things that the center does is they have a retreat for new faculty members. And so when I first arrived, fresh out of my PhD program from Indiana University in 2004, I was, of course, delighted to hear we would be taking a trip to Florence, Italy,
right,
in December. And at first, I didn't know what to expect, as I suspect most new faculty feel. However, when we received the big box of books to read in preparation for the seminar, I began to think, well, this is something more than just a getaway. This is something that's intended to actually have an impact. The experience actually in Italy with my wife and about 20 or 30 other faculty members and their spouses from all five schools at the Pepperdine University was tremendous. Ted, it was life-changing. You know, to finish your PhD in Institute of Higher Learning here in the United States or probably anywhere around the world is a very rigorous and highly structured in some ways and in other ways very ambiguous process. And when you finish that process, the furthest thing from your mind is how to integrate all of that deep knowledge with your faith and with the values that have driven you in life up to that point. Those are questions that simply don't come up in most academic programs in the United States. And so to spend a week with other highly educated, very smart, gifted faculty members talking about how does our faith influence our scholarship? What does it mean to be a Christian and a professor? Those are conversations that I hadn't had. And so to be in an environment that would foster those conversations and really push me to think more deeply about how to integrate my faith, which by God's grace, I've been a Christian my whole life, raised in a Christian family. But I had never been pushed to think about how does that faith integrate with my vocation as a professor. And so that was very, very powerful in my life and I think in the lives of all of our faculty. So beginning with that experience and then going on through several faculty development seminars where we have read good books, talked with excellent colleagues from around the world has been very formative in my life. And so, Ted, when I had the opportunity to step into this role as interim associate director, I was really excited to be able to contribute and give back to this center that's made a big impact on my life and the lives of other faculty here at Pepperdine.
So you said you grew up in a Christian household. Yeah, faith has always been very important to you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. In fact, a little known fact about my life is I also have a master's of divinity and a master's in missions. So in a prior life, it seems like it was so long ago, I was in the ministry full time and in church planting. And faith has always been a very important thing to me. The actual work of being a minister was not well suited to my my personality.
Okay,
but the spirit of the you know, being committed to my faith has always driven me and the things that I've been about.
I think what's interesting to me, and I've had this discussion with others before, is a lot of people in higher education, professors, they study, they want to see something to know that it's real. So with faith, you know, you're going off what you feel, what you believe. How do you – you were talking about faith and learning and being a professor and being a man of faith. Do they go together? Can they go together?
Yeah, in my view, absolutely, without question. You know, as you look back at the last 20 centuries of Christian tradition, the Christian church has developed a very rich intellectual history with great scholars that have led the thinking of the world over the past 20 centuries. So I think being a Christian and being a scholar, I'm able to draw on that rich tradition of scholarship and use that to influence not exactly what I research. You know, my research is in information systems. You know, it's not something that Aristotle directly had anything to do with or that that Augustine had anything to do with. But as I think about the values that drive my discipline, as I think about what does it mean to be in an effective organization, what does it mean to create systems that can support effective organizing and effective work processes, those questions are influenced by the ideas that Augustine put forward and the ideas that other Christian scholars throughout history have put forward. So I do think that intellectually there is a great resonance between the modern pursuit of knowledge and the historical traditions of Christian intellectual achievement. Now, the first part of your question, you talked about knowing and about sort of the empirical basis of knowledge. And that is clearly a more modern phenomena than some of Christian intellectual tradition. However, I think it's perfectly consistent. You know, I think the mission of Pepperdine University is very powerful here to me. One phrase in our mission says that truth has nothing to fear from investigation, and therefore we should pursue academic excellence with all of our endeavors. It also says that Christian commitment has no room for mediocrity, and so we should be fully committed to both the academic pursuit of empirical evidence and building valid data and valid analysis to support hypotheses. We should be fully committed to that. And that is not inconsistent with a strong commitment to a vibrant spiritual life.
Very good. What are your objectives in this role?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I've been so blessed by the center. You know, they've had a great impact in me, on my life, my career here. And so my biggest objective is just to carry on the good work that my colleagues have begun. You know, the work of Richard Hughes and Paul Contino, who are both in Florence with me, had a great impact on me. Additionally, Gary Selby is continuing to do a terrific job here, and Chris Soper has contributed a lot. So those colleagues have made a great foundation here, and I just want to continue to do more of what they've been doing. Just more of the same is a big objective. Now, I do have one more thing, though, Ted. As I mentioned, those colleagues, they're all wonderful people. They're all from Sievers College. So I have a unique opportunity representing the perspective of someone from one of the professional schools to try to bring in some activities and events that are focused on the unique integration of faith and learning that we face in the professional schools and graduate schools. So one of the objectives that I have is to try to develop an event or two events and maybe some scholarship that goes along with this that asks the question, how does faith influence both the educational process in professional schools as well as the practice of a professional career? So what does it mean to be a Christian business person or a Christian counselor or a Christian lawyer or a Christian educator in public education? Those questions that GSAP and the Grazia Deo School and the law school and the School of Public Policy, those questions that we struggle with every day, I'd like to provide a forum for us to discuss those, not just among ourselves, but with practitioners here in the Southland, to invite leading business practitioners and therapists and educators to come and participate in that conversation with us. So that's my one unique objective in this year, is to try to add some value from the professional school's point of view.
If you could kind of sum up what the Center for Faith and Learning is all about to somebody who has never heard of it, didn't know it existed, what would you say it is?
Well, that is a good question. I'm sure there are people who are not familiar with what we do. What we do is we sponsor and support and try to foster scholarship, and classroom teaching that is cutting edge and world class, that is rooted in a framework of Christian values and beliefs. So it goes back to the mission of Pepperdine University, mm-hmm. that we can hold simultaneously in one hand a commitment to the best in educational practice and in scholarship and these Christian values. And at the center, we simply take that paradox of Christian values and cutting-edge scholarship and classroom teaching and try to bring it together in one place and foster conversation. We foster conversation primarily with faculty about how do you do that, because it's a challenge. It's been a challenge for a long time. And as a faculty member, I can assure you it's a challenge. You know, I'm in the business school, and as mm-hmm. we all know, as you read the papers today, there is enormous ethical challenges in the business world today. And that's not necessarily because the business world is full of bad people. It's that the environment we work in and live in as a capitalist society has very mixed incentives. We oftentimes reward bad behavior, unfortunately.
True.
And so as a business professor, I'm thinking, how can I integrate Christian faith and values into the educational process so that all of my students, whether they're Christian or Jewish or agnostic mm-hmm. or atheist or whatever their place of faith is, so that they can lead a life in business that is characterized by virtue and makes positive contribution to society. And so that's what the center is about, trying to push us as faculty members to think about how can we do that through our scholarship and our classroom teaching.
So this is a unique program. This is especially a great thing for Pepperdine.
Yeah, I think it's unique and not just great for Pepperdine. I think it's great for Pepperdine and higher education more broadly. I think, you know, as I think back on my educational experiences, too often the pursuit of knowledge is an end in itself. And while there is some merit to that way of thinking, I think what the center does is push us to think about how our knowledge integrates with the broader world of ideas and mm-hmm. values and beliefs that have structured human society for thousands of years. So it, in a way, pulls us out of our highly focused tribal knowledge groups, these tribes of knowledge. It pulls us out of that to help us participate more broadly in structuring a human society that's one we want to live in.
So we're in for a big year, a busy year for you. What do you think is going to be on your plate?
Well, the big thing that I'm working on right now is what I mentioned earlier, trying to develop an event or two that will focus more clearly and specifically on the work of the professional schools. So I'm proposing and have talked to my colleagues in the center and to Dean Livingstone about a conference in the spring that's focused on the values of business, where we can bring faculty from the law school and GSEP and GSBM and public policy together, along with practitioners from around the Southland and perhaps even around the country, to talk about this question of how does being a person of faith influence and affect one's pursuit of successful business and teaching of successful business and successful building of organizations. So I want to get a conference together that will bring both practitioners and academics together to talk about that. And what I'd like to do is to, as a result of that, have some scholarly output that comes from that, either some peer-reviewed journal articles that are able to push forward the ideas that come from that conference, or perhaps even a book that would push forward those ideas. So that's one of the big things on my plate for this year. In addition to that, we continue to have the new faculty conference for all the new faculty that are hired this year. We'll be going to Buenos Aires in the spring. We have a series of faculty development seminars where we bring together faculty from Pepperdine University, generally around a book, and then we discuss the book. And a lot of times, if possible, we'll have the author come and visit with us and give a presentation as well. So we have the faculty development seminars and we have the new faculty retreat. We also support and sponsor faculty research, faculty scholarship. So if there are faculty members who have projects out there, that'd be a good fit for this. Yeah. Have them contact me. We love to support ongoing scholarship and teaching.
It's going to be a busy year for you.
It should be.
But exciting.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Dr. Michael Williams, Interim Associate Director of the Center for Faith and Learning, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Ted. It's been a pleasure.